U.S. did not choose this war on terrorism, but the global war will continue to be waged with all our might. In a White House speech, Bush said terrorist groups are inside Iraq and are seeking to spread chaos. He blamed post-war violence against U.S. and British forces on a scattered group of terrorists, extremists, and Saddam loyalists.
They have attacked coalition forces, and they're trying to intimidate Iraqi citizens. They are wrong, and they will not succeed.
Bush made his comments at a White House ceremony marking the 30th anniversary of the nation's all-volunteer military force. A Miami-area woman is on her way to the Florida Panhandle to pick up her grandchildren after they were allegedly abducted by their mother yesterday. Police used credit card transactions to trace 32-year-old Nora Montano and her husband Jose Montano to a motel in Bonifay. The children's grandmother, Nora Saria, told reporters this morning that she will try to act normal when she's reunited with the kids because she doesn't want to scare them.
I want to make them feel like this was only like a joke, a game, something like that. I don't want them to see me very concerned.
The Montanos drove to Bonifay after allegedly abducting their two kids, 4-year-old Lorena and 2-year-old son Moises, from the Saria's home in Miramar. The pre-dawn abduction set off a nationwide Amber Alert that was called off when the children were recovered safe and sound. Saria was granted full custody of the children last January after her daughter was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Nora and Jose Montano are charged with kidnapping.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of 3 herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine. And surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try smoke-free, completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Vice President Dick Cheney honored the memory of the longest-serving U.S. Senator ever, Strom Thurmond. Cheney spoke during Thurmond's funeral in Columbia, South Carolina. In his eulogy, Cheney called Thurmond a man of deep convictions who was devoted to the people of his state. He told mourners Thurmond's name will live on in American history for the many roles he held in his 100 years.
Strom spent more than 7 decades in the political arena, and his political history is filled with firsts. From being the first person ever elected to the Senate on a write-in ballot to becoming, at age 94, both the oldest and the longest-serving senator in history.
Cheney also spoke on behalf of the armed services, saying all branches are grateful to their faithful advocate from South Carolina. The vice president added that Thurmond never took his office for granted and was sincerely grateful for his chance to serve. Thurmond died last week at the age of 100 in his hometown of Edgefield.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The panel investigating the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy has made its 4th recommendation to NASA about future shuttle flights. The Columbia Accident Investigation Board is recommending that high-quality cameras photograph at least 3 useful views of the shuttle from liftoff to the separation of the solid rocket boosters. They even suggest filming the launch from ships or other aircraft. Board members say their investigation of the Columbia tragedy was hampered by a lack of high-resolution, high-speed imagery that may have better documented the foam that fell from the external tank and struck the left wing during launch. Damage from the foam hitting the orbiter is seen as the probable cause of the accident. The board's full report on the disaster is expected at the end of the month. On Wall Street, stocks were up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 55 to 9040. The NASDAQ was up 17 points to 1640. The broader S&P 500 gained 7 points to 982. This is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Long. Elijahs with another Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the Old West. Bucking Broncos, Calvaries, and water pistols. Thank goodness in Hopalong Cassidy, it's still alive. Under your hood. When we come back, I'll identify one of technology's most wanted.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark.
If your Bronco or F-150 or LeSabre is bucking, it could be from a clogged injection system. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injection systems like tiny water pistols squirt precise amounts of gas into each cylinder. But like clogged arteries, when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. For healthy injection systems, don't depend on the Calvary. Once a year, pour a double dose of injector cleaner into a full tank of gas. Run that tank out, then replace the fuel filter. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
And your song. Life's life.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Program produced tonight by Catherine Bay, as always. Robin Dittman announces for us. Thanks to Curtis Ellis for guest hosting for me yesterday. Appreciate it, Curtis. We have some sound for you tonight a little bit later in the program. The Big Three, Bush, Rumsfeld, and Ari Fleischer sound clips for your listening pleasure tonight. The Gruesome Threesome, huh? All this talk about the no-call lists, did you get on that? We get, it's amazing how many telemarketing calls we get at home. Nobody ever knows, you know, who we are because we have an unpublished number and there's no name and yada, yada, yada. And we did the Google thing where if you type in our number, it won't give you a squat. But we get a lot of these telemarketing calls. Usually, you know, I just hang up. Just people trying to make a living, just hang up. excuse me, one of our emailers, PDGB, says, the thought has occurred to me that the Sock Puppets Do Not Call initiative is directed at the Democratic effort to raise funds. I can't believe he has any other motivation. That's an interesting thought. I hadn't considered that it's all a plot to stop fundraising for the Democrats. Oh, my God. There was an incident at the Century Plaza Hotel on the 27th, which would be what, last Friday, last Thursday in L.A.? The pretender, the coward, the deserter, the thug, George W. Bush, was speaking at another Bush-Cheney fundraising dinner in the ballroom of the hotel, and some protesters unfurled a banner in the interior atrium of the hotel that says, Bush, : you lied, you're fired. Well, security personnel immediately hustled out to take the banner down. And my senior correspondent, Chris, in Minnesota says, why was the banner taken down and protesters arrested? And they were arrested, as a caller on C-SPAN said yesterday, even if Yahoo didn't say so. Now, I'm looking at the photograph at yahoo.com. The police, according to the C-SPAN caller, claimed that the banner was inciting to riot. Bush, you lied, you're fired. God, he's a liar. Oh, my God, he's a liar. We have some factual proof. Well, that's all we provide on this program is factual. That's kind of redundant. We have some proof of his lies. He's now trying to blame Clinton for this horrendous mess that he and his thugs have put the economy in. He's trying to blame Clinton, but it's not going to happen. We'll get to that a little bit later tonight. Now, what do you make of Dennis Miller? This little worm, this little weasel, what Dennis Miller, right? Don't you want to just, I don't know, don't you want to get him alone and say, what the hell is wrong with you, you little twit? He has become a new voice in the reelection campaign of the deserter-in-chief, George Bush, Dennis Miller. He's starting to gain a reputation now as a conservative comic who attacks Democrats. Oh, that's what we made. Now, get this. Dennis Miller was invited to fly on Air Force One with the Bush crime family from San Francisco to L.A. last Friday. And later he gave a stand-up routine at that Bush fundraiser in L.A., where I just told you the banner was unfurled. Bush said during his Los Angeles speech, after Dennis Miller completed his routine, Bush came out and said, I spent an amazing couple of hours, Dennis Miller. He keeps showing your toes. Oh, my God. Now, Bush remained off stage at this little gig that Miller did until after Miller's often caustic performance during this fundraiser. By the way, the fundraiser drew in $3.5 million, most of it in $2,000 checks from 1,600 people. See, we Democrats don't have 1,600 people that can write a check for $2,000, do we, huh? Isn't that, aren't we the party of the poor folks? In his little comic, quote-unquote, routine, Dennis Miller took aim at Senator Robert Byrd, the Democratic elder statesman who has been busting Bush's ass all over the Senate chamber for months now. Now, even some in the crowd of Republican loyalists booed when Miller said of Senator Byrd, I think he must be burning the cross at both ends. Even some of the Republicans booed that one. And when he heard the boos, Miller said, well, he was in the Klan. Boo me, but he was in the Klan. What a twit. What a snot. I hate turncoats, don't you? I would rather know my enemy. You show me the homophobe, the racist, the Republican, the conservative. Just show me my enemy. And to my enemy, I always say, just stand there, reveal yourself, punk, so I know who you are, so I know what you're about. I don't respect these people, but I respect the idea that somebody has the courage to state categorically in the open, I'm a thug, I'm a racist, I'm a homophobe, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, I hate America. I'll just stand there and say it, okay? And then that gives me a chance to decide what to do with your worthless ass. But when you have somebody like Dennis Miller, who built his reputation as a comedian, who really, kind of a libertarian left was Dennis Miller, right? But because he just couldn't hold a job. See, this happens all the time. This happens to talk show hosts. I swear to you, I will go down the bathtub sink drain. Is that a correct sentence? No. The bathroom sink drain before I would sell out like some of these rotten bastards have sold out, like Dennis Miller, like, who's the guy? David Horowitz. The list just goes on and on. Some of the people I've known, like Jay Marvin at WLS, people who just decide, if I want to keep working, I better become a whore. You know, I can't work as an honorable person anymore, so I think I'll become a prostitute. I will sell my mouth to the Republican Party. Well, this is what Dennis Miller has done. It's just awful. He had a special barb, according to the Yahoo story here. He had a special barb for former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, presidential candidate Dean, who has questioned the Iraq War. Dennis Miller compared him to Neville Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister who made the policy of appeasement of Nazi Germany. Neville Chamberlain. And see, Dennis Miller is still smart enough to know that these stupid bastards in the audience will just clap and stomp their feet and cheer about something like that. They have no idea what kind of a deal Neville Chamberlain made with Hitler. But they'll clap and stomp because, you know, they've heard the pig man or the pig boy use the term Neville Chamberlain. So the right-wingers start stamping and applauding. But what Miller said was he, referring to Governor Howard Dean, he can roll up his sleeves all he wants at public events, but as long as we see that heart tattoo with Neville Chamberlain's name on his right forearm, he's never going anywhere. Isn't that... this guy used to make me laugh, you know, on Saturday Night Live, and then he tried ABC Monday Night Football and got his ass handed to him. Comes across like an arrogant twit on Monday Night Football. Who cares with all those references to subtle humor? You know, it's football. It's football. So he blows out of that. He blows out of his HBO series of specials because he can't pull in the audience. So now he does this. Now he becomes a Republican. Instead of honorably working on his act or his presentation, he becomes a prostitute. Oh, Dennis. It's just so disgusting. So now he's sucking up to Bush riding on Air Force One? God. Okay, what else we got here? I guess you've heard that Senator Bill Frist on Sunday says he's on one of the stupid-ass talk shows, ABC's This Week, with George Judas Stephanopoulos. Frist said he supported a proposed constitutional amendment to ban homosexual marriage in the United States. A constitutional amendment. Oh, my God, are these people insane? He says he said the Supreme Court's decision last week on equal protection under the law that if you want to ban certain sex acts, okay, go ahead. Let's see how it holds up in court. But you can't say this group can do it and this group can't. Duh. So they're ruling last week on equal protection under the law. Bill Frist says threatens to make the American home a place where criminality is condoned. What a smash in the face to every single mother or father who is raising children. To every single committed partner who is trying to live a decent life. What a smash in the face. This is like Dennis Miller. It's like George Bush. These people are so ungodly corrupt. He's afraid, Frist, cowardly bastard that he is, he's afraid that the Supreme Court's decision on equal protection under the law threatens to make the American home a place where criminality is condoned. He told Judah Stephanopoulos on Sunday, I have this fear that this zone of privacy that we all want protected in our home is gradually being encroached upon, where criminal activity within the home would be in some way condoned. Is this guy this stupid? Is Frist this stupid? Or is he just doing for the right wing in this country what Monica did for Bill Clinton? Is that what this is all about? Is it? And I'm thinking of, he goes on, whether it's prostitution or illegal commercial drug activity in the home, you know, to have the courts come in this zone of privacy and begin to define it gives me some concern. Well, let's turn it around a little bit, Mr. Frist. Let's talk about heterosexuals doing each other, sodomizing each other. Is the heterosexual family going to become a nest of drug dealers? You see how they do this? You see how they do this? How far into the program are we? Almost 20 minutes. Have I said I hated these bastards yet? I haven't? Okay. I hate them. Down the road, there's somewhere I gotta go. You don't know how it feels.
right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
if they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
And the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
24 past the hour. You notice how Republicans so often, when they realize that they are so far out of the mainstream of American political thought and feeling and belief and so on and so forth, when that flashes across their vacant, empty heads, usually what they'll do is start screaming for a constitutional amendment, you see. You know, whether it is a free speech issue or equal protection under the law issue, the latest is Bill Frist now screaming for a constitutional amendment, an amendment to the Constitution that says queers can't marry. Oh, my God, these people are terrified. Are they not? Frist, what's wrong? Oh, can't you, jeez. So he says on Judas Stephanopoulos' show on ABC, I very much feel that marriage is a sacrament, and that sacrament should extend and can extend to that legal entity of a union between what is traditionally in our Western values has been defined as between a man and a woman. So I would support the amendment. Oh, Jesus. And the main sponsor of this proposed amendment was some creature named Marilyn Musgrave, a Republican from Colorado. Ooh, there's a surprise. It was her brilliant idea to amend the Constitution, and her idea was referred to the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, the High Court said, no. Now, here's what the proposed constitutional amendment says. Marriage in the United States shall Marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman. Neither this Constitution nor the Constitution of any state under state or federal law shall be construed to require that marital status or the legal incidents thereof be conferred upon unmarried couples or groups. That's all. Jeez. So Frist says, generally, I think matters such as missionary position intercourse should be addressed by the state legislatures. That's where those decisions are being able to have their input in reflected. What? Now, I changed missionary position sexual intercourse. His word was sodomy. But you see how that works?
Sodomy. Sodomy, sodomy. Sodomy, sodomy. It's sodomy, sodomy. Ooh, sodomy. Ooh, sodomy, sodomy.
God, these people are sick, aren't they? I mean, just genuinely psychotic. I wonder if little Billy Frist is still killing cats. Is that what he did when he was a... Yeah, no, I thought that was Bush. I thought Bush would jam the cherry bombs up their anuses and set them on fire. That was Frist too, huh? Republican boys like to do that a lot.
What is this hole under their tail? Oh, well, that's... I know. Here, let me put a firecracker in there.
Jim's calling from Chattanooga. God, this program is deteriorating very quick, Jim.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well...
Hey, Frist is from your state, too.
Yes, he is. And I'll tell you, Frist is one of the reasons, if it weren't for this beautiful city I live in, I'd move back to Georgia. actually, no. I was telling Kathy, I don't know if you guys know this or not down in Georgia, but everybody in Tennessee expects Frist to run for president in 2008.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things that... He hasn't said so publicly, but you know some of the talk in the Republican, behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
I work with a lot of right wingers, and he's the first name out there that that they're throwing out as a possible presidential candidate for 2008. So it'll be interesting to see what happened to that. But you know about Frist's association with HCA.
Oh yeah, his whole family—they're criminals. Let me put you on hold for a second because we got to take a break here. We'll come back to Jim and Chattanooga in a second. Yeah, the Frist family. Oh my God, they're like the Soprano family. They're almost as bad as the Bush family.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
for the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Lawyers from a union-busting U.S. law firm are busy rewriting labor laws in Afghanistan to ban effective union organizing there. The firm, Deckert LLP, boasts on its website of its record in helping clients, quote, maintain a union-free environment. It's one of a two-pronged attack on workers' rights in Afghanistan. The other comes from the World Bank, which is reportedly pushing for a 10% cut in Afghanistan's minimum wage as a condition for World Bank investment in the country.
Union leaders staged a rally outside the U.S. Department of Labor yesterday, protesting plans by the Bush administration to roll back the number of workers entitled to overtime pay under the Fair Labor Standards Act. Judy Conte is with the Employment Justice Center.
This is not a boon for low-wage workers. It is not a boon for working Americans. Overtime is going to be shifted from low-wage workers who depend on that overtime for their paychecks, and it's going to be shifted to all of a sudden these 8 million people who are going to lose their overtime, and in addition with that, work more hours to keep them away from their homes and their families and their other lives.
The Economic Policy Institute estimates a net 8 million American workers would lose their right to the 40-hour work week if the changes are adopted.
It's being called the worst defeat in 50 years for IG Metall, Germany's largest industrial trade union. The union ended a four-week strike of East German auto parts factories this weekend. The goal was to get East German workers a 35-hour work week like their counterparts in the West have, but factory owners wouldn't budge on the issue, and support of the union from the German public, already suffering through a third year of overall economic malaise, declined rapidly, especially after auto assembly factories in the West began closing for lack of parts. Union leaders now say they will try to negotiate shorter work weeks on a company-by-company basis.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boy, come on!
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
They go together like a horse and carriage.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Yeah, we're back to another non-issue, and that is the. I mean, it should be a non-issue now. The Supreme Court ruled overturning all sorts of discriminatory, non-equal protection laws directed at people who happen to be gay. That was last week. So, we mentioned it. We talked about it on the program the day it happened, that this would become a new fundraising tactic for the psychotic religious right in this country and the right-wing politicians. And so Bill Frist is all over television on Sunday with Judas Stephanopoulos. I guess that's not all over television, but he was out there on Sunday saying, yeah, well, what we need is a constitutional amendment against queers. We'll never let them get married. Oh, they're terrible. We'll have a constitutional amendment. That's what we'll do. Jesus, a constitutional amendment to stop people from getting married? Wow. But anyway, we're talking with Jim in Chattanooga. Thanks for holding on, Jim.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. Anyway, HCA is one of Frist's largest campaign donors.
Well, wasn't that the company set up by his father?
Yes, his father was Tommy Frist Sr.
And they were indicted and convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in the history.
They had to pay, I believe it was $800 million they paid for fraud to Medicare.
The largest incidence of fraud in the history of both Medicare
and the healthcare industry. And these are the sons of bitches who have the audacity to sit there and say, well, we're going to pass a constitutional amendment so gay people can't get married because, you know, it might open up the home to criminal acts. Here's a criminal family.
Absolutely.
You talk about criminal acts, ripping off Medicare. Isn't that criminal?
Yeah. Well, I was out of the coffee house last night talking to some friends, and we had some right-wingers come in, and they were sitting there talking about Frist, and I just mentioned some of this to them. I said, well, you know, that company's guilty of fraud, and I said, also, they provide abortion to people. And I said, but you guys are all anti-abortion, and you're supposed to be, you know, so moral and all this. And they go, well, that's different.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
The double standard that exists among those people is just absolutely incredible.
Oh, sure it is. You know? But you have to the degree that you want to, you have to consider and keep in mind what we've said on this program. Republicans/conservatives are vile, evil people. They lie, cheat, steal, kill. They have no morals, no integrity, and no ethics. And I don't, every Republican, from Tom DeLay to the average Republican in the street to Olympia Snow, every Republican.
Oh, I agree. And even back when it was Goldwater and those Republicans, I mean, there was a time back in the 60s when I could have tolerated, you know, especially some of the social ideas of a few of the Republicans.
Right.
I mean, like Barry Goldwater wasn't against gays in the military and things like that. They
right.
were, but you know, it's gotten ridiculous. I agree with you. It's every one of them. But anyway, can you imagine a race in 2008 between Bill Frist and Hillary Clinton? Maybe down there in Georgia, Shirley Franklin will decide to take Zell Miller's seat and win it, and then at least Georgia will have another good senator for 6 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I sometimes wonder if we're going to have any more real elections in this country. Oh,
no, I wonder that too.
Jim, thank you for checking in, pal.
Well, thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Got to have a constant. The hypocrisy, I guess that's what it is. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know I just loathe hypocrisy. It just gives me gas, makes me belch, gives me acid reflux. That's why I find Republicans, all Republicans, just disgusting, just gut-level disgusting. But here you have Bill Frist suggesting that because gay folk now have the right to diddle each other in the same manner that non-gay folk have the right to diddle them each other, right? That's what this is all about, isn't it? It's about diddling. Isn't it about diddling? Huh? I can diddle, you can diddle, we can all diddle. Woo-hoo! Heterosexuals can diddle this way, but homosexuals can't. Oh. So the Supremes come up and say, well, now, wait a second. Under the United States Constitution, honest to God, hate to say this, but, you know, diddling has to be equally spread out amongst the population. So Frist has to get his sucky, smarmy mouth into it. Be careful where you go with that one, Malloy. And say that diddling, if queers diddle the same way that non-queers diddle, then it's going to bring crime into the family, maybe. This from a guy whose entire family is a criminal enterprise. This is like George Bush putting on a military uniform and landing on the deck of an air... Oh, wait a minute. He did that, didn't he? They're all hypocrites. They're all scum.
Oh, listen, Ethel, he's name-calling.
You're damn right I am. And that's what they are, scum. Just scum. I don't know why any of us waste any of our time with these people. And instead of just reporting it and laughing at it, which is really the kind of the attitude, I guess, in order to maintain sanity, that us normal people have, this is what we have to do. Anyone who is a Republican, anyone who votes Republican, anyone who's in the Republican Party is a psychopath. They're liars, cheats, hypocrites. They steal, they kill, they perpetuate death and destruction. That's what they're about. For Christ's sake, I mean, you know, we normal people have to stay away from these thugs and do everything in our power to defeat them. But Bill Frist, talking about because queers can diddle like non-queers can diddle, now all of a sudden the family's going to collapse. Well, you moron, this will make the family stronger. If then who gives a tinker's damn about the family anyway, except people who have one? 22%. Is that the number I saw, Kathy? 22% of families in this country are the idealized Republican family, mom, dad, with their genetic offspring. 22%, that's less than 1 in 4. What that? That's almost 1 in 5. All other families are blended. They got gays, they got non-gays, they got blacks, white, Jew, Gentile, half-sisters, stepbrothers, cousins, aunties, Jesus, dogs, cats, goldfish. But the Republicans, because they are liars, because they are hypocrites, because they have no morality whatsoever, because they are ethically challenged, they can go on Judas Stephanopoulos' show and say, well, now, you know, if queers can diddle the way my wife and I diddle, well, that'll bring crime into the family. I mean, God forbid. I mean, we can do it because she's a woman and I'm a man. But if queers do it, oh, the universe collapses into a huge black hole, so to speak. Have I said I hated these people? Yeah, I did. I have said it this hour. That's right, I have said it. Never mind. Calvin is calling from Nashville. Hey, Calvin. This is your first time calling, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Look, I got a whiff of it. They're sitting there saying that the Republicans is going to try to raise the age of retirement up to 70 or 75. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, they're always trying to do that. Yeah. I don't know what age. What is it, Kathy? Do you know? 70, 68, 69, 70? Yeah, sure. The idea being that people will die before they can draw from the fund into which they contribute all their lives, and then the Republicans, because they are thugs and liars, can say, well, see, you're going to die before you can contribute, so wouldn't you rather put your money in the stock market? You see how that works?
Yeah, and then this clown here, he went over there, invaded a country, tell the people it's going to be better off. Yet the United States ain't better off than the country he went over there to raid. The United States got about 4 million people out of work, and the Rockies got a whole bunch of people out of work.
Yeah.
And yet he told me it's supposed to be better off.
Well, he's a liar. He's a liar, and he's a punk. And the only thing that American can do is to get rid of him, get rid of his party, get rid of Republicans, get rid of these psychopaths that somehow got control of this country, and get us back to normal, or as close to normal as we can get. I don't think we'll ever get back to normal. These people have tilted us into abnormal to such a great degree, Calvin, I have no idea if we can ever get back to normal or anything that remotely resembles normal.
And to top it off, and then now he's trying to cut out overtime.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that tonight.
Huh? I don't know. I believe, like they say, before he ran for president, he was on some serious dust. He must be back on that serious dust again.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
Thanks. All right, y'all fellas, take care.
Thanks, Calvin. Appreciate you checking in. I hope you're going to call again. R.W., my man is calling from Chattanooga. Hey, R.W.
How's it going, man?
It's going.
Oh, from what I hear, the scuttlebutt is the Republicans are begging Frist not to retire. Because the thing is, he's supposed to retire the next election cycle, and there's a big fight about whether or not, you know, who's going to succeed him. They want to keep him in there.
Well, doesn't he have to stay there in order to lead the movement for this constitutional amendment?
You would think so. I don't know. We'll have to find out. I want to talk about, there's another online primary. On that MoveOn.org apparently inspired some people, and there's one at iSwitch.org from the Green perspective, but they've got Kucinich in it as well.
iSwitch.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
check it out.
Bring up. And I've been listening for about a week or so, and hearing all these people saying, well, if their man doesn't get in, they're not going to vote. What are these people thinking? What the hell are these people thinking?
I know. I said this last election cycle and the one before that. I mean, back in 2000 when people were going to abandon the Democratic Party because Gore, and I'm the first to admit, Gore's not a Democrat. Gore is Republican light. He is what he is. And maybe he should run under an independent party label rather than a Democratic Party label. But you know, if you've got the Greens, you got the Democrats, you got independents, you got Republicans, if people would be a little bit more honest, I have no problem with people voting their conscience. But by the same token, if folks are going to say, because my candidate doesn't get the nomination, that I'm going to stay home, or I'm going to switch parties, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, all I have to say to that is, have at it. That's what this that's what this society is all about. But I would suggest that people not be so naive as to believe that in maintaining their purity, they are in fact helping helping this political system. That may be the end result if they want to put in the energy now and their kids and their grandkids and their great grandkids in order to get the Democratic Party pure again. But I've decided RW to stay out of that argument. You know what I'm saying?
Bring some numbers down for you.
Okay.
All right. The election that got Gingrich the House speakership.
94.
Okay. Republicans in general got what, 51%, Democrats 49%. There were exceptions, but generally they got 51-49%.
Mm-hmm.
That election, the eligible voters that voted were about 36%.
Yeah.
So you factor those two numbers together.
Yeah, you get 18-19% of the possible voters in this country turned us into a right-wing authoritarian government.
Each party got less than one-fifth of all eligible voters.
That's it.
If 1 in 20 of the couch potatoes, the people who didn't vote, had voted and voted Democratic, mm-hmm. the 3%, 3.3% or something like that,
right.
They could have tipped that balance to a new Gingrich. We have never heard the word Speaker Gingrich.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing from my perspective. If 1 in 20 of those people who don't vote routinely, 64%, 1 in 20 of those voted for a third party, I don't care, Greens, Libertarians, whatever, that third party would be running this country.
That's
so in other
true.
Words, there are enough people who are not voting routinely that a minority of them, if they ever decide got their act together, could tell the Republicans and the Democrats where to go and what to do with themselves.
Yeah, that's very true. The problem, though, is candidate access.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those candidates for those third or fourth or fifth parties are going to appear on a ballot? And you and I both know
that's a big problem. I agree.
Right. But we also know that not only are Americans lazy as hell and just disinterested in the political system where it comes just getting off people's asses and going to vote, how many of those people are going to write in a candidate? And I'm not sure how many states write-in candidates are legal where it concerns presidential elections.
Well, that's my thing. Telling these people, you know, if you're don't come here saying that your vote doesn't count. Your vote doesn't count because you have chosen to be irrelevant. And
that's true.
And if you can't, I'm saying, make a choice. Even if it does throw this guy him election, you got to let until you're. It's like quantum physics. Until the event is witness, nobody knows you're out there.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Right now, everybody assumes that that 60% is not voting is split among the. It will be similar to the ones who are voting, but if it isn't, you need to make your voice heard some way, somehow, so the other three, you know, other two main parties know, you know, there's this other movement out there. Until, like I said, until you raise your hand.
Right.
As Woody Allen says, half of life is 90% of life is showing up.
That's very true. I just, you know, I don't know, and I don't think you do either. How to inspire that 60% to get off its collective ass and try to reclaim this country. But you make good points. I understand exactly what you're saying, R.W. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Oh, one more thing. I think, I think McKinney's on that iSwitch.org poll, too.
Okay, iSwitch.org.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check it out.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Nelson is calling from Syracuse, New York. Hey, Nelson.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing fine, sir.
I wanted to talk about Dennis Miller's switch.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's what you'd call it.
7 weeks ago, I saw Miller on Bill Maher's new show.
Bill Maher's new show, yeah.
On HBO.
Right.
And they have a Q&A at the... in the middle of the show.
Right.
Someone asked Dennis Miller why he switched.
Right. Somebody in the audience?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dennis said he switched because all his liberal friends were calling Republicans Hitler, like Giuliani and Bush and Ash.
So that's why he decided, because...
That's nothing to do with ideology or right and wrong.
Oh, so Dennis is gonna be Sir Galahad and come to the rescue of people like Ashcroft. Yeah.
That's what he says.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured it'd be some half-witted reason like that. Hey, Nelson, thanks for checking in, pal.
Yep.
All right, sir, take care. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back.
Well, it's the land of the brave, home of the free. That's a funny thing about democracy. A vote for me.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls.
The Tom Hartman Show, 12 p.m. till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
A chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES if you'd like to join in what we're talking about so far. Gizmo, one of our over-the-road truckers, is calling, this time from near Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hey, Gizmo.
Hi there, Mike. My first time I could check India since I came back from vacation.
I noticed that. You must have had a hell of a vacation.
Oh, man, tell me about it. Went home, found out I'm getting divorced and everything else, you know.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No.
Now, wait a minute. That came as a result of your vacation?
Well, actually, it came as a complete surprise to me. Evidently, she's been thinking about it for a while. So.
Oh, man.
I still love her. I hope that she rethinks, and you know, but I'm giving her the opportunity in my mind, at least.
So are y'all,
anyway.
Well, are y'all doing counseling? You're trying to...
No, you know what? I may be absolutely wrong. She wanted to do this counseling thing, but I think that... You know, if you knew our situation, I don't think it's something that counseling can help.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear. You're right. I don't know any of the details. It may be the greatest thing in the world for you and the missus to go your separate ways. On the other hand, I just get a funny feeling when I hear about people breaking up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I still love her. I'm going through the case of the angries right now, but. I'm going to see what happens, and if we break up, I hope we do it friendly.
Well, I didn't mean to probe there, Gizmo.
No, that's okay.
All right.
It's no biggie.
All right.
But what I was going to call about that first thing, but I have to chastise your guest host last night. He did a little straw poll of his own on who's going to vote for who in the Democratic primaries, and I think the Senate took the majority of the call-ins, but. Yeah, this one lady that called, and one of your listeners,
yeah,
that couldn't vote for Kucinich because he just doesn't look good on TV.
I mean, you
vote for this guy, he does not have a TV presence.
I know, and see, I brought that up months ago. I said, the sad part, and you know this, and most people understand this, this is a media-driven society. If you're not on television and you don't look good, your ass doesn't exist. Go ahead.
You know, Mike, to me, that's like saying, you know, you can't love a woman because she's fat.
I know. I hear
you. Know?
Hey, Gizmo, let me put you on hold a second, okay? Do you mind?
Okay.
All right, quick break here. There's the music. I put you on hold. You'll be first coming back. And then on with the phone calls. Plus, we have some other topics to cover tonight. So stay with us, all right? All right. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational,
and
you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you
it's
hate
not
me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't
me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal?
Goof.
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland.
Peace efforts in the Middle East could be undermined by Israel's decision to allow people to visit the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The site is sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Muslims regard it as Islam's third holiest site, with the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa mosques. Jews revere it as the ancient site of the Temple of King Solomon. An Israeli police spokesman said Israelis and non-Jews from abroad visited the compound for 20 to 30 minutes under police escort, but didn't enter the Muslim shrines. The compound had been closed to non-Muslims and Israelis since the start of the Palestinian uprising almost 3 years ago. The UN Security Council today called on governments around the world to freeze the assets of the 55 most wanted Iraqi leaders. The Council's Committee on Iraq Sanctions said any country that finds within its borders money or other types of assets belonging to the 55 must turn them over to the new Fund for Iraqi Development. Saddam Hussein and his two sons, Uday and Qusay, are at the top of the list of 55. So far, 30 of them have been caught. The new Security Council resolution applies to any of the 55's assets outside Iraq that haven't already been frozen.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
An Oklahoma judge has dealt a sentence of life in prison to a man convicted of spitting on a police officer last year. A jury originally recommended the life sentence for John Marquez after he was convicted of putting bodily fluids on a government employee. That crime carries a sentence ranging from 4 years to life. Prosecutors originally asked for a prison term of 25 years because of Marquez's prior felony convictions. Marquez's attorney asked for the minimum four-year sentence. Instead, the judge followed the jury's recommendation and sentenced Marquez to life. He was originally arrested last July during a domestic abuse call during which he broke his wife's arm. It was during his arrest he spit at and bit police officer Charles Gadd in the officer's squad car. Marquez later said he was intoxicated and doesn't remember the incident. Marquez is expected to appeal his life sentence. After nearly a year of being locked out of work, Peterbilt workers are back on the job today. The Madison, Tennessee plant locked out the union employees about 10 months ago. Just over a week ago, the union finally approved a contract. Today, hundreds of workers are again making trucks. The new contract gives workers a pay raise, but also raises the cost of health insurance premiums and deductibles. Not all workers are back on the job. Hundreds were laid off before the lockout due to a downturn in the number of trucks being purchased. Peterbilt officials have said they hope to bring more workers back in the next few months.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The maker of Oreo cookies and Velveeta cheese spreads is joining the war against obesity. Kraft Foods, the nation's largest manufacturer of processed foods, announced plans today to make its products healthier. The changes include a cut in portion sizes and a plan to improve nutritional content of its foods. The company will also begin an ad campaign targeting children that will encourage better eating habits. A Kraft spokesman says they're making the sweeping changes because, quote, we think it's the right thing to do. Critics call the plan a way for Kraft to avoid lawsuits at a time when food companies are being blamed for America's weight and health problems. The U.S. Surgeon General says obesity among adults has doubled since 1980 and tripled among adolescents. Stocks snapped back from earlier losses and finished with strong gains today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 55 points and finished at 9040. The NASDAQ added 17 to 1640, and the S&P 500 gained 7 to 982. This is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Back to Gizmo, whom we left hanging when we went to commercials. Thanks for holding on, Gizmo.
Yeah, you brought me from Indiana into Ohio.
Well, okay.
Anyway, like I was saying, your guest host the other night, yeah, he made a little remark off the cuff, and I had to call him up and chastise him for it. He mentioned that Dennis Kucinich didn't have a Chinaman's chance.
Well, I have. First of all, that's a rather outdated racist remark. But aside from that, that's the thing. People who make negative statements about somebody, even though I don't know what Curtis Ellis's political preferences are, but you know, I think it would be fair to say that Carol Moseley Braun doesn't have a chance in hell of getting elected. But and I think I've said that, but that still will piss off a Carol Moseley Braun supporter.
Yeah. I bring that up because I called him up and called him and I told him, well, I was running kind of a grassroots campaign myself, and I'm that Chinaman. So I think I kind of, like, drew him back there. But, hey, Mike, I'm going to let you get on your show. Let me leave you with these words, okay?
Okay, all right.
These words are parachute, strap, scrotum, strangulator, okay?
Parachute, strap, scrotum, strangulator.
Yeah, say that 5 times real fast.
Now?
Anytime you want.
Thanks.
Okay?
Thanks, Gizmo.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Parachute, strap, scrotum, strangulator. Parachute, strap, scrotum, strangulator. We're at 800 Talk, yes. Right. Well, of course, we know what he's talking about, what Gizmo is talking about. Oh, by the way, RW, when he told us about the, it's I switched past tense. Not I switch. I switched. .org. Past tense. Bush strolling around. How many people have died in Iraq? How many American people? A lot of Iraqi people and Syrian people and Iranian people and, I don't know, probably some Kurdish people have died in Iraq. But how many American people have died since Bush strode around the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln with his scrotum all scrunched up and said the mission accomplished. How many people have died? How many American people? 60? 65? And the death will just continue. But America's parents who are contributing these young men think it's a grand scheme. America's parents and America's young wives who are contributing these young American soldiers to die for nothing agree with George. The parents whose children are being shot dead and fragged and RPG'd and blown to pieces, these parents love George Bush. They love him to the extent that, like God, they're willing to sacrifice their children, their son. And it will continue. There's a whole. There are thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of American parents and young wives who love George Bush so much that they will send their sons to be killed in Iraq. George Bush is Christ. George Bush is the Messiah. George Bush has a direct pipeline to God, and these parents who are giving their sons to die understand that. They want their sons to die. The young wives of these 60 Americans who have been slaughtered since Bush pranced. These young wives and parents want their husbands, their sons, to die. It's sacrifice for the Bush God. Do you understand that? The hundreds of thousands of parents who love George Bush and who have a son in the military want their son to die, to be killed, to be sacrificed for the Bush God. Do you understand that? Oh, you don't agree? As long as the parents do not demand that their sons get out of the Bush killing machine, is it not rational to assume that they are willing to sacrifice their sons for the Bush God? We're at 800 Talk Yes. Nadine is calling from Honolulu, our bureau chief there.
Well, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I could take a little issue with what you just said, but that's okay.
Go ahead.
The reason why I'm taking issue is because most of these kids got into the military because of the poverty draft, as we all know. And in many respects, most of these kids didn't know what they were getting themselves into.
But they know now, Maureen, and their parents.
Oh, I know.
And their young wives know it. No, I'll stand by my statement. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand why people went into the military in so many instances. I've said on this program before, maybe 10% of the people, if that many, who sign up to go into the military are soldiers of, who are really interested in the soldiering aspect, the kill or be killed aspect of being in the military. The other 90% are people looking for jobs, education, health care, a training, some kind of a career. But now that they understand the extent to which the Bush crime family, which includes all these bastards, will throw them into their deaths, then the parents and the wives and the soldiers themselves agree that their death is necessary to satisfy the Bush God.
But let me finish.
Sure.
The reason why I'm taking a little issue is because I'm familiar with this. And one of the problems is that these kids, many of these kids have literally tried to get out of the military. But there are two things that are stopping them. One of them is stop-loss orders, which means that they can't, whether they want to or not.
Right.
And the second is that they signed up for a certain amount of time. That's
right.
A tour.
Right.
I mean, my personal fear is that a lot of the people who are due to retire, they will not be able to retire because of the stop-loss orders.
Right.
The problem is that once they're into the military, they really cannot get out until their tour is over.
Well,
now what I'm going to say is also something else.
Well, no, wait, hold on, Nadine. That is not necessarily true. There are all sorts of ways.
Oh yeah, they are.
That one can remove oneself from military service. In other words, one can do what George Bush did and become a deserter. One can cop a Section 8 and become crazy. One can refuse orders on the basis that they are not lawful orders. One can just become a malingerer and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it, and get a general or dishonorable discharge.
Well, here's the point that also the other point that shows where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the military is having a very serious problem getting people in. And the other place where you know that things are not going the way that the Bush family wants, which is where it tells you that things are changing, is that retention in all services, now it's an all-time low. So things are changing. It's just that you and I cannot see it. Well, I can. I actually know these things. I do hear them now. But that is one important point. People are doing what they can legally to get out.
Okay.
There are really not. This is not something that is published, for the most part. But one of the indicators was when AP published a story where they were 8,000 people short for National Guard slots. That was to me, okay, I know this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, things are slowly changing. Now, here's what I originally wanted to call for. I've been talking to people, and one of the most interesting reactions is when I hear people basically complaining, I tell them, are you registered to vote? I have that deer in the headlight look of me, vote.
Right.
So what I want to basically urge all the listeners, we are all registered. Truth seekers, we are politically active. But what I want people to do is to literally make a point from now until the November elections to register people, and if need be, take them to the polls.
Okay.
Bush is not unbeatable. In fact, his reelect numbers are getting very low. And here's one of those unscientific polls, CNN run.
Right.
Will George Bush be reelected? 88% of the respondents said no.
Well, let's hope that's the case. But all it takes, Nadine, is another phony, engineered, constructed by the Bush crime family attack on the continental United States, and they will sacrifice 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12,000 people. They don't care.
Oh yeah.
So and if that occurs, if Bush commits another act of mass murder or allows another act of mass murder to be committed on our soil, then his numbers go up again, and he gets reelected.
Yeah, but the point that I'm trying to make is, let's not think that he's going to do that for the moment. That's a possibility. Let's concentrate on the objective, which is to get him out.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
In order to get him out, we need to get as many people registered at the polls as we can.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, I've been doing my job. I've actually turned several Republicans around. They're now registered Democrats.
Well, that's good. I think what us Democrats have to do, though, is get other Democrats who are notoriously lazy and amotivational to get their asses to the polls. If we can convert a flying monkey or two, that's icing on the cake. But we should concentrate on our own, because it's our own who are letting us down. It's not the Republicans who are letting us down. Republicans are thugs, thieves, liars, killers. They have no morals or no ethics. It's Democrats who are sitting around on their asses not doing anything that are letting us down.
That is because they have been told repeatedly their vote doesn't count. That's why I'm telling to people, go out there and talk to them.
Right, I understand.
And get them registered and get them to the polls.
I gotcha. Hey, Nadine, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you checking in. The only thing I would add to Nadine's comment is any Democrat who buys into my vote doesn't count is not really a Democrat. They're a Bush enabler. So shame on you if you feel that way.
Right through the final mission in the Japanese skies, and I set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw their cities burning, I knew that I was learning. But I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plants. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason. Call it love or call it reason. But I ain't marching anymore.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Sherwood Bailert is a member of Congress and, despite that, not a bad guy. He's a New York Republican who's been in the House for more than 20 years, and he loves the place. Fine. It's said that some people who muck manure for a living come to love the smell, so everyone to their own taste. But I thought Sherwood had been sniffing the congressional perfumes a bit too deeply when he recently declared that the House is, quote, the one institution in the whole wide world that's the personification of this great democracy of ours. Democracy? The great majority of Americans are factory workers, clerks, cab drivers, dirt farmers, teachers, Main Street merchants, programmers, waitresses, healthcare workers, and the like. How many of them serve in Congress, or are even marginally represented by those who serve there? About 70% of Americans make less than $50,000 a year. How many of our Congress critters go to Washington from such an income perspective? Indeed, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group reports that nearly half of the newly elected members of Congress are millionaires, which 99.5% of Americans are not. And if the House is so representative of our people, why didn't we get a pay raise 4 of the last 5 years as they gave themselves? Why don't we have top-flight health coverage paid for by taxpayers as they do? Why don't we get golden no-worry pensions as they do? Phil Graham is one example of congressional apartness from the rest of America. The Texas senator, who just retired, opposed any government program to help regular folks while he slavishly served the corporate powers that financed his elections. He became a millionaire while in office. And now that he's out, we the people will send him a retirement check of $78,534 every year. He'll get more doing nothing than 80% of us will make working day in and day out. This is Jim Hightower saying, that's the personification of plutocracy, not of democracy.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Regarding the willingness of American parents to let their sons go be butchered for the god Bush, I understand. I got an email here from, who sent it to me? Tamara sent it to me in Alabama. And she, in her email, she says, Mike, it is true that parents are willing to sacrifice their children for the cause of protecting our democracy. Whether that is reasonable is debatable. However, military families now are not willing to sacrifice their children for the Bush crime family. It's a defense mechanism that they employ when they realize or start to realize that the cause for a war is or was corrupt. It's too difficult to stomach that their child is stuck in the military, stuck in this war. So they just don't see it. It's too painful. The psychological device explains why so many Vietnam vets took at least 20 years to come to become peace activists. Okay. I don't know if I need to explain what I said or not. That there is a certain amount of irony or sarcasm in what I'm saying. There's not an American family on this continent, as far as I know, who really wants to sacrifice their child so that Bush and his crime family friends can make more money. But that is precisely what is happening. That is precisely what is going on in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Bush and his gang were complicit in the attack on this country September 11th, 2 years ago. To the degree that they were complicit, we probably will find out maybe 50, 70, 80, 100 years from now. But they were complicit. They are killers. They are vampires. They care not a damn about an American life or a sacrifice by an American family. Now, today, Bush was discussing progress in Afghanistan and Iraq in remarks at the reenlistment of military service members. Now, these are officers, Kathy, or are these enlisted?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, he's talking, he's thanking this group for reenlisting in these critical hours. This from a miserable little bastard who turned tail and ran when he had a chance to go kill or be killed. Here he is today.
All in our military are serving in one of history's critical hours.
You slime.
Less than 2 years ago, determined enemies of America entered our country, committed acts of murder against our people.
That you allowed.
And made clear their intentions to strike again.
At least you hope.
As long as terrorists and their allies plot to harm America, America is at war. We did not choose this war.
Sure you did.
Yet, with the safety of the American people at stake, we will continue to wage this war with all our might.
And the people sitting there have got to understand this turntail coward, coward's history. Daddy, I don't want to go die in Vietnam. Daddy, I don't want to. Please, please get me into an Air National Guard unit down here in Texas. Please, Daddy, please. I'll be good. I promise I'll be good. Please, Daddy, please, Daddy. And then little rat bastard gets in there and then goes AWOL. And the only argument I have with those who charge him with desertion is the fact that we were in an undeclared war. How can you desert an undeclared war? He did go absent without leave, and he raised his middle finger to the authorities and just told them to kiss his white Connecticut ass. He was gone. He was out of there. Military, schmilitary. I'm gone, suckers. And this man has the audacity to stand in front of people who are re-upping and talk to them about duty?
And watch the fool a-smiling there and tell me that you're proud. And listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand right there before you and lie into your face. If you ever try to buy them, you know what they stand for. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Put a
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
A string of summer storms ground up the ice packs of the Arctic Ocean last year. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. The ice that covers the Arctic Ocean has been shrinking for years as a result of slow changes in the polar climate. A lot of the ice disappeared last year as a result of highly unusual weather. By the end of last summer, there was less ice on the Arctic Ocean than anyone had seen in 25 years. Mark Serez is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Colorado in Boulder, and he monitors Arctic conditions for the National Snow and Ice Data Center. Serez says unusually warm temperatures hit the Arctic early in 2002, and they persisted into the summer. He says the warm weather started melting the ice earlier than usual. Then the ice broke up when severe storms raked the Arctic Ocean for months on end.
I've never seen conditions like this in the past. Normally, it is a stormy place in summer, but to have this stormy pattern persist for so long was something that I've never seen before. This fact that it was so stormy, which broke up the ice cover, coupled with the fact that it was so warm from the previous winter right through summer, you had basically a double whammy on the system. It was certainly a very unusual year.
Serez says last year was unusual, but these conditions might become more common. He says global warming is having a particularly strong effect on the Arctic, and it's likely to leave the sea ice thinner and more vulnerable.
If the ice pack becomes thinner, what happens is it will become much more susceptible to disruption by these strong wind events like we saw in the summer of 2002.
Serez says the disappearance of ice in the Arctic has the potential to change climates around the world. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
We take lives when we have to protect the people. That's how I look at it.
27 before the hour. All right, I'm just a couple more of these, and we're coming to back to your phone calls. This is Bush. Again, today remarks at reenlistment of military service members. And again, I'm not exactly sure if those were officers re-upping or what. But here he is on the long struggle in the war against the evildoers. You know, it's going to continue regardless of the number of troops sacrificed. Of course, he doesn't talk about where's Osama bin Laden, where's Saddam Hussein. As long as the two boogermen are out there, Bush can make these half-witted statements continue to justify the unnecessary and the bloody sacrifice of American young men, boys, you know?
From the beginning, we have known the effort would be long and difficult, and that our resolve would be tested.
Not yours.
We know that sacrifice is unavoidable.
Not for you.
We have seen victories in the decisive defeat of two terror regimes.
Decisive?
And in the relentless pursuit of a global terror network. Yet the war on terror goes on. We will not be distracted, and we will prevail.
You know, I'm getting to the point, Kathy, where the sound of his voice makes me want to smash things. I don't know how many more sound bites from this moron I can have on this program. He says we have
we have seen victories in the decisive defeat of our two terror regimes, and the Taliban, the United States military command, is now negotiating with the Taliban to put the bastards back in power in Afghanistan. What is he talking about? Iraq is a decisive defeat. The country is in worse shape now than it was when the tin-horn, two-bit, punk-ass tyrant Saddam Hussein was in power, and Bush calls this decisive defeat? Well, of course he does. Because he's a Republican, and Republicans are liars. They have no moral center. They are unethical. They cheat. They steal. They will sell their own mothers. They will butcher their own children. All of them. From Bush to DeLay to Cheney to Olympia Snow to the Republican in the street who casts a ballot for these monsters. Now, on the success in Afghanistan and how great things are if you're an Afghan citizen, here is this brain-dead moron talking again, still. At reenlistment of military service members today. Listen to this. Listen to this.
At this moment, American and allied forces continue the work of fighting terrorists and establishing order in Afghanistan.
That's a lie.
When we removed the Taliban from power, surviving al-Qaeda members fled from most of that country.
That's another lie.
However many terrorists sought sanctuary along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border.
Well, that's the truth.
And some are still hiding there. Afghanistan still has many challenges, but that country is making progress. And its people are a world away from the nightmare they endured under the Taliban.
But your hired guns are making deals with the Taliban, George. You stupid moron. You don't even know what your hired guns are doing. They're cutting deals. Afghanistan is making progress. That's a filthy, filthy, rotten lie that's being handed to the American public. Afghanistan, nothing has happened. Nothing. Not a road has been built. Not a single business has been started. Nothing has happened. Except death and destruction and bombing and the establishment of your puppet little jerk in Kabul. That's what's happened. That's what's happened. And little girls can't fly kites and wear white shoes again, George. Like you tried to, I don't know, who was it? Was it you or was it your old lady who got out there and said that after the killing in Afghanistan began? Where does this guy live? Where does this guy think we live? That progress is being made in Afghanistan? No, it is not. What is the opposite of progress? That's what's occurring in Afghanistan. Nothing is happening in Afghanistan except chaos and opium production and deals being cut by U.S. forces with the Taliban. To go fight the warlords that are telling Hamid Karzai to kiss their collective bushy asses, that they are not going to do business with him. They are not going to give up their power. And too stupid to be president stands there in front of people who are re-upping to go die in some godforsaken little crap-ass country that has oil or access for a pipeline. And Bush is standing there talking to them like that about progress. Have I said yet this hour how much I hate these people? Have I, Kathy? I haven't. I hate these people. I just, oh my God, it's beyond hate. What's beyond hate? Loathing? What's beyond loathing? It's down to an atomic level with me. My cells hate them. My DNA hates them. My RNA hates them. I go down to a subatomic level, whatever muons exist, quarks inside my body. That's how deep and abiding the hate is. It goes to the point where I no longer exist as a solid human being. All the space between the trillions of atoms that make me up, that space, that negative energy, hates them. Is that deep enough? Oh, my God. And I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. One more from Bush on the success in Iraq. Iraq, where people are being slaughtered daily, including Americans, and how wonderful it is to be a lucky, liberated Iraqi citizen.
The war on terror also continues in Iraq, where coalition forces are engaging remnants of the former regime, as well as members of terrorist groups. We met the major combat objectives in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Oh, Jesus.
We entered a regime that possessed weapons of mass destruction.
Where are they?
Harbored and supported terrorists.
Who?
Suppressed human rights.
Where?
And defied the just demands of the United Nations and the world.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And defied the just demand. They didn't defy anything that the United Nations says, you jackass. The UN had to run because you got bored and tired of waiting and decided to go commit mass murder. And there he stands. There he stands. We ended a regime that possessed weapons of mass destruction. That's what he said. Now, the fact that not only can we not find them, but we can't even find traces of them. We can't find the space within which they might have been sitting. Oh, that's right. They found something under a rose bush. Jesus. And as far as Iraq suppressing human rights, is there anyone left in this country, even these brain-dead, filthy Republicans who don't understand that human rights were suppressed in Iraq because of the support given Saddam by the seriously retarded Ronald Reagan and the filthy crime master Bush Sr.? And that Bill Clinton looked the other way, and that George Bush Jr. and all these, you know, suppressed human rights. Yeah, they did suppress human rights, George. And they suppressed those human rights with terror and police state tactics taught to Saddam and his henchmen by your father. You filthy punk. Ah! Have I mentioned yet that on a subatomic level, I just went through all that, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Okay, give it a break. All right, Diane is calling from Nashville, our Nashville bureau chief. Hey, Diane.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, you're close. You're close.
Mr. Malloy, happy birthday to you. Mr. Malloy, happy birthday, Michael Malloy. Happy birthday to you and many more. Hey, Mike.
Oh, my God. That was great, Diane. Are you a professional singer?
I am ready for the revolution.
Man, what a voice you have.
Well, yeah, I'm ready.
God, that is so cool. Thank you.
You are so cool. You are the best. Absolute best.
Well, it is my birthday, so you're allowed to say that on my birthday, but otherwise I'd be too embarrassed and would say stop. But you got a great voice, Diane.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Now, did you just call in to sing to me?
I sure did.
Oh, man, thank you. You have a nice evening.
You too. Take care.
All right. Woo! All of a sudden, I feel like JFK. That was nice. That woman has a voice. Thanks, Diane. Yeah, it is, if you didn't know, it is my birthday today. I took off yesterday so we could have a three-day weekend and, go have some fun because it's a birthday. And I sprained my back and Kathy was lifting a plant and ripped the hell out of her,
her lumbar region too. So we spent Saturday and today and Monday going to a chiropractor.
Yeah, it was. It's real fun. Mike and I spent Mike's birthday competing over the ice pack. You know, which one of us gets the colder ice pack, the one that's been in the freezer longer. So that was a big birthday celebration.
But our chiropractor was just glad as hell. You know, not that he wants to see people in pain, but he gets a twofer with us, and we went Friday, Saturday, Monday, and today. And so, Diane, the song was really appreciated. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It today is my birthday. By the way, if you have a birthday coming up and you want us to say happy birthday on this program, I don't know anybody. Remember when, when I was a kid, Kathy's younger than I am, but when I was a kid, they didn't have talk radio, but they had these kind of community action programs. You know, they're regular commercial. I'm not talking about public radio. Hell, we didn't have public radio back then either. But sidewalk interviews and radio was just really... Ever see the movie Radio Days, the Woody Allen movie? Like that. And people would... people would write into the radio station or the jock and just say, "Hey, my birthday is May the 7th, and you know, if you could say happy birthday to me, remember that sort of thing." I always thought that was kind of cool. And everybody used to be real nervous back then too about talking to a radio person, or you know, it's like, "Oh my God, he's on the radio." Oh. You know, now we know that radio is where you go when nobody else will give you a job. You wind up in radio. You know, you can't get honest work, so you do this. Is that how it is? But if you have a birthday, since we're talking... Thanks, Diane. Jesus, that was nice. Wasn't that nice, Kathy? That woman can sing. If you have a birthday, let us know, and we'll say happy birthday. Say it, not sing it. All right, well, frankly, I just want to go home. I just want to stop the show now. That was so nice. You know, what's to say after that? But we do have people have been holding on with important things to say. Also, Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. This tonight is Tennessee night. I swear we've been all over Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Well, you know what the Republican theory is now. You say a lie 50 times, and by the time somebody says the truth, they think, well, that's not right.
Yeah, that's true. Or, wait a minute. You just confused me. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
But... we were talking about Bill Frist earlier.
Yeah.
The one that brought it to mind, I heard the other day, was somebody talking about the Eli Lilly Amendment. What he snuck into Homeland Security
that's right. That's right. That's right.
But, oh,
He's an absolute snake, but he doesn't want any crime, you see. He doesn't want any crime that might occur in a gay family that might want to touch one another in a loving way. That would be a crime, and he doesn't want that kind of crime, but it's okay for the kinds of crimes that he puts together.
Well, hey, Mike, have you seen the parody that Bill Maher's now had for his new advertisement for his... He's got some special coming up in the middle of the month, I believe.
Yeah, where he lands on the deck.
Yeah, on the parachute.
Yeah, I saw that the other night. Yeah,
that's pretty good. You were talking about the families on the Iraqi people.
Yeah.
Do you remember right after when the Iraq thing first started? I think it's like the first group of casualties. They were interviewing families, and one father came out there and just blasted Bush.
Yeah, that was a man from Maryland who held up a picture of his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like I said, he said that, boy, they got him off camera as soon as they could.
Oh, didn't they?
He's somebody you ought to get on sometime to talk to him. He'd be somebody good to talk to.
I know. It's one thing for us to sacrifice in the name of freedom. It is and the security of this country. It is something else again for us to send our sons, and in some instances now our daughters, to die for nothing, for nothing.
For oil, for Halliburton.
Right, nothing for us.
Yeah, no.
Something for the Bush crime family.
But, well, it's like right now, you know, they're talking this thing about Liberia. I could even see sending somebody to Liberia. You know what I mean? I could see more of a case for that than Iraq.
Yeah, but the Liberia thing has been going on. Charles Taylor has been in charge there for, 20 years? He's a thug and a monster. The deal now, his thuggishness is starting to interfere with the flow of oil from Western Africa. So now, all of a sudden, the Bush crime family is, hey, listen, we need to go
You know, and that decision hasn't made yet been made yet. But I understand what you're saying. Hey, Luke, there's the music. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate you calling. You take care. Quick break. Stay with us.
The fact is, in Afghanistan, more die than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of Death Row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron, the American Empire!
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer. At the briefing today,
the job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All righty, then.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
The place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
It is indeed, 5 before the hour. Hey, Diane, thanks for the song. we ought to just stop our radio career here, Kathy, and hit the road and try to... I bet that woman already has a record contract. I was going to say, promoter. Great voice. Susan's calling from Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Susan.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, she did sing a great song.
She didn't she?
She had a beautiful voice.
Oh, man.
But I have three issues I want to bring up here.
Okay.
And first of all, I'm with the truck driver that called in tonight. It bothered me.
Gizmo.
Yeah, Gizmo. It bothered me also what that woman had to say. It was embarrassing for me as a woman to have her talk the way she did about Kucinich and the way he looked.
Gizmo's reporting on somebody. I don't know that necessarily it was a woman, but somebody said he doesn't look good on television, so he didn't have a chance. Oh, that was, I know who it was. It was the guy who was substituting for me.
Well, he agreed. See, he didn't support Kucinich himself. He didn't admit that to us until she got on. But,
oh, I see.
And so, if you would, I guess you didn't hear the radio program last night.
No, anyway. When I'm off the air, I just stay completely away from the job. Oh, God. No, I don't listen.
Well, you're smart. But... so many people are talking about the way he looks. He's a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
I first heard about Kucinich when I went to Washington to support the Department of Peace legislation.
Right.
And that was a spiritual thing for me. I didn't know anything about Kucinich before I left.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to speak the third night, I think it was, when we had, they always have those banquet dinners, and it was late at night, and I was tired. And Kucinich has two ways of speaking. He's either a rabble-rouser when he speaks in a rally, or he has another way of speaking where he's a lot slower and he's very thoughtful. No one ever trips him up.
Yeah, that's the way he was on this program last week.
So he's got these two different ways of speaking. But no one ever trips him up.
Right.
On the other hand, Dean was very easily tripped up on that Sunday morning news program.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but that's what I've heard. Hey, Susan, you want to hold on?
Sure.
Okay, we've got to do a break here, and we'll come back and pick up the conversation with Susan right after the break, and then on to the rest of your calls, too. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
I would like to see a law that says your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The White House continues to be cautiously optimistic about Middle East peace efforts after the opening of today's Jerusalem summit between Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer called it an encouraging moment.
The president is pleased that the process is continuing, where Prime Minister Abbas and Prime Minister Sharon are working as hard as they are, as diligently are, and in the spirit that they are, to make progress and move their way forward on achieving peace.
The focal point of current Mideast peace efforts is the U.S.-led roadmap for peace. The roadmap was devised by the U.S., Russia, the U.N., and the European Union. It calls for new arrangements to ensure Israel's security and the creation of a Palestinian state by 2005. One of the more poignant eulogies for former Senator Strom Thurmond today came from Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. Biden joked that Thurmond had the last laugh when he picked a liberal Democrat from the Northeast to speak at his funeral in Columbia, South Carolina. Biden says Thurmond, the longest-serving member in the Senate's history, sensed that times were changing and had the courage to renounce his segregationist past.
Change came to him easily. I believe he welcomed it because I watched others of his era fight that change and never ultimately change.
William Wilkins, a judge of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, says that White Thurmond grew up in a segregated South. He became a master craftsman at building bridges between the races. Thurmond died last Thursday at the age of 100.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
A Miami-area woman is on her way to the Florida Panhandle to pick up her grandchildren after they were allegedly abducted by their mother yesterday. Police used credit card transactions to trace 32-year-old Nora Montaño and her husband Jose Montaño to a motel in Bonifay. The children's grandmother, Nora Saria, told reporters this morning that she will try to act normal when she's reunited with the kids because she doesn't want to scare them.
I want to make them feel like this was only like a joke, a game, something like that. I don't want them to see me very concerned.
The Montaños drove to Bonifay after allegedly abducting their two kids, 4-year-old Lorena and 2-year-old son Moises, from the Saria's home in Miramar. The pre-dawn abduction set off a nationwide Amber Alert that was called off when the children were recovered safe and sound. Saria was granted full custody of the children last January after her daughter was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Nora and Jose Montaño are charged with kidnapping.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
The panel investigating the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy has made its fourth recommendation to NASA about future shuttle flights. The Columbia Accident Investigation Board is recommending that high-quality cameras photograph at least three useful views of the shuttle from liftoff to the separation of the solid rocket boosters. They even suggest filming the launch from ships or other aircraft. Board members say their investigation of the Columbia tragedy was hampered by a lack of high-resolution, high-speed imagery that may have better documented the foam that fell from the external tank and struck the left wing during launch. Damage from the foam hitting the orbiter is seen as the probable cause of the accident. The board's full report on the disaster is expected at the end of the month. On Wall Street, stocks were up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 55 to 9040. The NASDAQ was up 17 points to 1640. The broader S&P 500 gained 7 points to 982. This is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the Old West. Bucking Broncos, Calvaries, and water pistols. Thank goodness in Hopalong Cassidy, it's still alive. Under your hood. When we come back, I'll identify one of technology's most wanted.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark.
If your Bronco or F-150 or LeSabre is bucking, it could be from a clogged injection system. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injection systems like tiny water pistols squirt precise amounts of gas into each cylinder. But like clogged arteries, when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. For healthy injection systems, don't depend on the Calvary. Once a year, pour a double dose of injector cleaner into a full tank of gas. Run that tank out, then replace the fuel filter. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes, and we're talking with Susan, who called in from Detroit. Okay, Susan, thanks for holding on. See, that went pretty fast, didn't it?
Oh, did it? Okay, so again, I have three things, and I'm on number one, and I wanted to talk a little bit about Kucinich, because people who are Dean supporters, they keep saying that he can't win. I say Dean can't win. In his own state, he has I've heard people say he has very lukewarm support in his own state, and it's a very small state. Now, Kucinich, on the other hand, he is a winner. Let me go back to, I came back from that conference in to support the Department of Peace legislation. And I still wasn't supporting him, but I went online, and I wasn't hot on him, and I went online and I read every one of his speeches at Kucinich.us. That's Kucinich.us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blown away. This man is brilliant. This man is spiritual. This man knows the Constitution and the Bill of Rights like the back of his hand, and he loves it. He's a true patriot, not a pseudo-patriot like all those Republicans are. He ran for a Senate seat in Ohio, and before he ran, his district was a 64% majority Republican district, and he was running against a Republican incumbent.
Right.
Then he ran for his House seat.
Susan, can I interrupt just a second? We've got all this information at my website. We link Kucinich's website, and a lot of people listen to this program are Kucinich supporters or Dean supporters, and I understand what you're saying. But let me interject something here. As far as Dean supporters are concerned, or Kucinich supporters, or Kerry supporters, or whomever, nobody asked for my advice. People just call this program to talk. But if I were asked for my advice, it would be this. Support your candidate. I don't think anybody who supports Kucinich should suggest that Dean can't win. I don't think anyone who supports Dean should suggest that Kucinich can't win. You know, Reagan, as vile as he was, had the 11th commandment, which was never speak ill of another Republican, and that has worked mightily for the Republican Party. As thuggish and as much of a criminal enterprise as it is, it has worked. So I just wish that all of us Democrats would stop this. That what we would do. We would support, in my case, I'll do my damnedest to support Dennis Kucinich until such time as he is eliminated, if that is what happens. My friend Todd, who's an airline pilot, for example, in Santa Fe, is a Howard Dean backer. Todd will support Howard Dean to the best of his ability until such time, if it comes to pass, that Howard Dean is no longer a viable candidate. And this is what I wish we would do, all of us.
Okay.
People who support Kerry, support the hell out of him. Go raise money. Go pound the pavement. People who support Edwards, do the same thing. And Dean and Kucinich, now people that support Lieberman should immediately commit suicide. But that's a different story.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, just kidding. So
that's what I was going to bring up. So I should start saying good things about Lieberman, maybe, huh?
No. You should work positively for your candidate, who is Dennis Kucinich. Let the Dean people work for the Dean candidacy. The Republicans will slash and burn both. We don't need Democrats. And don't misunderstand, Susan. I'm not trying to be patronizing here. I'm not trying to be luxury. I feel this. I've said this to myself. I've adopted this attitude on this program. I thoroughly despise Joe Lieberman because and I don't like Gephardt very much. But anybody who supports a candidate, my thing is support him. Support him with everything you've got. I don't care if it's Kucinich, Dean, Kerry, Gephardt, Lieberman, whoever it is. Support him. And let's see what happens in this process. Now, we all know that the system is screwed. We all know that without money, I shouldn't say screwed, the system is corrupted. And we all know that without money, candidates have very little choice. Without arms and legs going for them, every candidate needs people to knock on doors and to do mailings and to do phone bank work and to do solicit for funds and to get people to the polls on primary day or election day. So that's all I'm saying is I've got my favorite, you've got your favorite, Todd has his favorite, Lance has his favorite. Everybody has the candidate that they think will be best for this country. And I'm not talking about Republicans. Republicans are evil. They're snakes. They're worms. They all deserve to step off the planet and go live somewhere else. Go live on Mars. But good people, Democrats and progressives and liberals, decent human beings, we've got a battle. We've got a job. And what it is to appoint George Bush, to get him the hell out of the White House. And that means, see, the Republicans don't have to go through a legal process like the rest of us. They can sidestep the electoral process. They can get their thuggish friends on the Supreme Court to order a Bush in as president, and on and on. So, but we have to do it right. So that's why I'm suggesting that we don't say Howard Dean can't win, or Dennis Kucinich can't win, or John Kerry can't win.
I don't think anybody's ever said on this radio program that Howard Dean can't win.
Oh, yeah.
But this is my reaction to people saying that Kucinich can't win. He has a history of winning, and winning big. Cleveland really supports Dennis Kucinich huge,
right,
to the tune of 76% Democratic.
Right.
Now, okay, my second point was the second issue that I wanted to bring up.
Okay, quickly now. We're running out of time here. Go ahead.
I've been on the line for an hour and 15 minutes.
I know, but so have other people. And I don't mean to be short with you, Susan, but I've got to move on. So go ahead. Make your second point, but try to make it brief.
Well, I'll skip the second one.
Okay. What's the next
third one?
One
is I found a Bill Frist petition online. Bill Frist is unfit for Senate leader.
Right.
Okay, and that's that. http://democrats.com, but you'll have to search for it after you get there.
Right, democrats.com. Okay.
Okay. And it lists the different things that he's done that make him unfit as a Senate leader.
Right.
Like obstructing voting for blacks.
Right.
And opposing civil rights.
Uh-huh.
And denying justice to vaccine victims.
Sure.
And protecting Eli Lilly from...
Right.
From lawsuits.
That's right.
And getting rich on medical fraud. But the last one really I took notice to. Bill Frist was stealing and killing pet cats
right.
as a medical student.
You know, we talked about this tonight.
About the,
yes.
the stealing of pet cats?
Yes, we did. We talked about this during the first hour.
Well, I didn't hear you say that, and I'm sorry.
That's
goodbye.
All right. That's all right. Okay, thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, Democrats.com. Susan, I don't mean to be weird, but the people that listen to this program understand Kucinich's entire political history, even the ones who support Howard Dean. The people who listen to this program know about Democrats.com and understand the thievery and the ugliness and the chicanery and the double dealing and the lying and the corruption that the Frist family has perpetrated against God knows how many thousands of Medicare recipients and the entire taxpaying class in this country, all of us who contribute to the Medicare fund. So the only reason I point that out is that people who call this program, you've got to understand or you've got to assume from the beginning, the people who listen to this program understand these issues, understand these topics, know who these people are, know what their political history is, know the elections they've won and lost, know what Frist did, know what Bush did, know what DeLay does. The audience that listens to this program, because of its nature, not because of me, because of its nature, is probably the most sophisticated, and by that I mean politically aware. Let me put it that way, politically sophisticated audience in talk radio. I don't think there's anyone who listens to this program who is a,
yeah, Mike, that sure is right.
You know, a lot of you email and say, yeah, your points are well taken, Malloy, or I agree with you. That's different from saying, dittos, Raj. You understand what I'm saying? So to anyone who would call this program, you've got to start from the assumption that people understand. You know, all you have to do is come up with a couple of sentences, and people know. People listen to this program know. And if they don't, if you'll just drop in the name of a website, and Susan... you know, it's kind of obvious, and bless your heart for it, that you're new to the Internet, because you don't need to say HTTP or any of that. All you say is, Mike, tell your audience to go to Democrats.com, okay? Every web address starts basically the same with the HTTP://thing. So I say that, Susan, just kindly and appreciatively that you took the time to call this program. I do appreciate it. But for the people who listen on a regular basis, and that's damn near everybody. I mean, we get new callers, but and the audience is expanding. But people don't come to this program who are not already fairly politically sophisticated. They understand the issues. They know how to navigate the Internet. They know how to get the information. They know who is who and what is what. So, okay? Okay. Now, there's something else that this would probably be a good time to bring it. It has nothing to do with Susan's phone call, but my producer and I have been discussing over the past couple of weeks something that we have decided to do. We are going to institute on this program a three-day rule. Now, this may cut down on the number of phone calls, and if that's the case, well, too bad. But what it means is that we're going to ask you on a voluntary basis to only call the program max once every 3 days. Now, the reason for it, we've been getting a lot of emails from people who are new to the program who would like to get an opinion in, and they simply can't because the regular folks are here all the time, and bless you for it, you see. Most radio stations, we're not a radio station, we're a network, but most radio stations have this, the three-day rule. We're going to start it this coming Monday, okay? Not tonight, not tomorrow, not Thursday. We're off Friday because it's the 4th, But come Monday, we're going to institute a three-day rule, which simply means, and it's totally voluntary, is if you are inclined to call this program, and bless your heart for it, we ask you to do it only once every 3 days, which means you can call like Monday, and then you can call again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Or you can call Tuesday and call again Friday. Or you can call Friday and call again Monday. You understand what I'm saying? Of course you do. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Rearrange the way you think. Hesitate, lose control, and you will sink. Think fast, think for yourself. Don't let the world be wrong now, because it is so. It's so full of greed, because it is so. It's so, so much need for independence, solidarity, unity, and prosperity.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say, wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
They're coming to take me away.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with Animal?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name Corey.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hot topics are being discussed right now with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. By the way, Mike sent me an email here. Dennis Kucinich will be in Santa Fe tomorrow, Santa Fe, New Mexico. 6 to 7:30 p.m. local time. There's a rally at the Capitol building, the east side of the building. You folks out there know where that is. So 6 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening, Dennis Kucinich. Dean was just there, right, Kathy? Wasn't he there last Thursday? Because Todd had told us about it. So tomorrow in Santa Fe, 6 to 7:30 p.m., Dennis Kucinich. Before we go back to your calls, our Northern Indiana Bureau Chief, Sean, who very seldom calls the program anymore. What is it? Our breath here? I mean, what is it? Sean doesn't, I don't know. He never calls anymore, does he? Anyway, sent me an email. And he says, Mike, I have a friend whose husband has been gone since November in the military. He and his friends are ready to come home in a big way. They spent the 6 weeks prior to last week doing nothing but sitting in the hot sun in Iraq in 130-degree temperatures waiting for orders. They had no mission. They didn't know what to do. The military didn't know what to do with them. And these folks are part of a highly trained unit that I will not mention to ensure the privacy of my source. It got so bad at one time over those 6 weeks that the men resorted to cruelty to animals, lighting dogs on fire, and more. They have since been given orders. They have something to do, but they still don't know if they will be home by Thanksgiving. They could get re-upped and sent out for another year. One estimate I got from my friend was that 60% of those whose time is up in or near his unit will not re-enlist. And this is the president who is going to respect the military. My friend's husband was offered $20,000 cash and other incentives to reenlist to serve in a different conflict. He turned it down, flat. The quote I was given, he said, why? So they can forget me again? Our military is in trouble. A recent editorial in Army Times that I do not have access to right now. That's right, Sean. We posted that at my website. It's still there. Just go to the... what is it, Kathy? The resources, the daily program topics. Click on the archives for what? May? June? June. Yeah, it was June. A recent editorial in Army Times railed against this compassionate conservative. The bees are starting to swarm inside the hive. Yeah. The military has had its ass kicked up around its shoulders. I'm talking about the Pentagon military, the brass, the decision makers. They have been utterly and totally disrespected by the Bush Department of Defense and these thugs outside government, like Richard Perle, who are dictating U.S. military policy. You know, you have career officers who were involved in combat when Richard Perle and Wolfowitz and the rest of these thumbsuckers were hiding someplace so they didn't have to serve in the military. You have flag rank officers who were involved in combat situations while Wolfowitz and Perle were hiding, okay? And now these 30-year career officers, these people who are in their mid-50s, early 60s, know that they are taking orders based on policy formulated by thugs and punks and whiny asses like Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz, and you think they are happy? And you don't have to go to the 30-year career officers. You can go to the 20-year, to the 15-year. You can go to the junior grade of officers, the majors and light colonels and full colonels. And they know. They know where the policy is coming from. They know that George Bush could not formulate a military policy if somebody threatened his life. They know he's incapable. They know that Cheney will use the U.S. military for whatever Cheney wants to use it for. But they also know where policy is being formulated. You're damn right we're close to a mutiny.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Lawyers from a union-busting U.S. law firm are busy rewriting labor laws in Afghanistan to ban effective union organizing there. The firm, Deckert LLP, boasts on its website of its record in helping clients, quote, maintain a union-free environment. It's one of a two-pronged attack on workers' rights in Afghanistan. The other comes from the World Bank, which is reportedly pushing for a 10% cut in Afghanistan's minimum wage as a condition for World Bank investment in the country.
Union leaders staged a rally outside the U.S. Department of Labor yesterday, protesting plans by the Bush administration to roll back the number of workers entitled to overtime pay under the Fair Labor Standards Act. Judy Conte is with the Employment Justice Center.
This is not a boon for low-wage workers. It is not a boon for working Americans. Overtime is going to be shifted from low-wage workers who depend on that overtime for their paychecks, and it's going to be shifted to all of a sudden these 8 million people who are going to lose their overtime, and in addition with that, work more hours to keep them away from their homes and their families and their other lives.
The Economic Policy Institute estimates a net 8 million American workers would lose their right to the 40-hour work week if the changes are adopted.
It's being called the worst defeat in 50 years for IG Metall, Germany's largest industrial trade union. The union ended a four-week strike of East German auto parts factories this weekend. The goal was to get East German workers a 35-hour work week like their counterparts in the West have, but factory owners wouldn't budge on the issue, and support of the union from the German public, already suffering through a third year of overall economic malaise, declined rapidly, especially after auto assembly factories in the West began closing for lack of parts. Union leaders now say they will try to negotiate shorter work weeks on a company-by-company basis.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah,
you
I was
know.
Expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephens, good day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Defining war on our terms.
Yeah, you are, aren't you, George? We're at 800-TALK, yes. Bill is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I know. We've been taking note of the fact you haven't been around.
No, I've been sending some emails, though. But anyway, that's okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm a Kucinich fan. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
I'm going to send him $10. I'm on a fixed income.
Whatever you can. Whatever you can. That's, you know, a million people send $10. That's $10 million, pal.
Yeah, hey, listen, that's right. But you're right. Bush scumbag.
Terrible man.
Terrible man. Oh, jeez, we got to get him out of there. He's crazy as hell. But anyway, that's beside the point. Lexington has just passed a smoking ban.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. the middle of tobacco country, and they the Lexington passes a smoking ban.
That is funny.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
and then the Clear Channel station here is railing against the mayor, who is the council just voted to condemn the water company. They're gonna buy the water company, but it's gonna take 5 to 7 years. But the water company is owned by a German company,
yeah,
who has a poor track record of water maintenance anyway.
Right.
So
it must be fun as hell living in Lexington right now.
God.
Well, y'all do have that federal hospital there where...
Oh, yes, I know. You were there once. Right?
Well, I picked up a hitchhiker from there who had just gotten out. He had just gotten the cure.
Oh, Lord.
This is way back in 59.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Don't you tell him your age.
Well, I frankly don't give a damn.
Yeah, I know. I don't either.
Listen, I'm so old, I remember when radio was still fun.
Yeah. Oh, God. Clear Channel sucks, man.
It does, big time.
God. But anyway, one thing I really, really dislike is O'Reilly and Hannity. Man, these guys are
they're terrible.
Are losers, man. They, God.
They're terrible people.
And Limbaugh. In fact, I got a friend who is on Social Security disability, like I am. He's almost totally blind, and he's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good friend, but God, when you try to discuss something serious with him, mm-hmm. he makes a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so some people have to do that in order to retain their sanity.
Well, yeah, but you try to talk something serious, he turns around and makes a joke out of it. Doesn't even take it seriously. Man, he starts talking about Clinton, how Clinton was God, it's hard to talk to him. I get so disgusted with him. I just don't talk to him anymore about politics. He's just stupid. He doesn't think for himself. He's a history major, and I told him about White Rose Society. He never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Told him about,
he didn't know what it was historically.
Didn't know what it was,
right? Yeah,
and he thought Hitler was a good leader, but he was crazy or something like that. I don't know, man.
Right now, the real reason you called, Bill.
Yeah, the real reason I called.
You're all over the map here tonight, pal.
The real reason I called.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And let's get Bush out of office and
sounds good to me.
Boy, and take care of yourself this weekend, and don't do anything bad to your back.
Okay. Thanks,
and,
Bill.
And have a good weekend. I'll keep listening.
All right, sir.
And I'll call periodically, and I'll send you some emails too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Hang in there, pal. I can't do anything to my back. Already have. That's Bill. Bill from Lexington. He does. He sends me a lot of good stuff. He emails in a lot of good stuff. There's no question. Tom is calling from Mesa, Arizona, where the temperature today was, what, 116?
Yeah, something like that.
God, I don't know how y'all live out there. I mean, that's hot, man.
It's a dry heat, Mike.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's what we say in the South. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. But 116 degrees, that's got to suck the life out of people.
Well, it gets a little warm, so.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I just want to let you know that the wife and I, we got to meet Dennis Kucinich
on
Saturday.
Did you?
And for those, I came in late on the program, so am I hearing that there are people that are judging Mr. Kucinich by the way he looks?
This came up on this program several weeks ago. And now here's the way it came up, Tom. We live, you and I know this, we live in a society that puts an awful lot of weight on how somebody looks. They could be a total moron or jackass, but by God, they better look good on television. That's what we've become. We're a media-driven society. So it came up, I may have even brought it up, that the sad, horrible fact of this society is that somebody who looks like a Dennis Kucinich, or somebody who was, say, 100 pounds over the so-called ideal weight, those people would not have a chance with the American public because the American public is so shallow and so misinformed. And the reason we brought it up or the reason I brought it up, and I think I did bring it up, was to get it out of the way quick. Okay, so, you know, Dennis is from Detroit, or, I mean from Cleveland. I'm from Toledo. That's about 80 miles apart.
Uh-huh.
I know his history as well as I know anybody from my home state. But to me, the important thing was to get it out right now. Let's talk about the fact that we are such a shallow society that a lot of people are going to say, well, Dennis can't win because he got them funny-looking ears and he's short. You know, let's dispose with this now and listen to what the man has to say. So that's where all that came from.
Well, for those that have never got to see Mr. Kucinich, we sat and listened to him for the little over an hour that he actually was spent some time talking to the to his the people that support him.
Right.
My best comparison is actually I thought I was listening to Robert Kennedy.
Hmm.
The man is that powerful of a speaker.
He is.
There was a young lady that donated her father's burial flag to Mr. Kucinich's to Mr. Kucinich personally, and it was a very touching story. It had, I would say, the whole room in tears, and was basically saying that he was the last hope for freedom, and he understood what the flag meant.
Mm, mm.
And, I mean, it was a touching moment. My wife was in tears. I was breaking at that point.
Yeah, it sounds like a very moving moment.
But
yeah,
for those who have never met him and that have never heard him speak, don't judge a book by its cover.
Sure.
Listen to the message, and if you listen to this man, you'll be one. I mean, my wife and I, we're more of supporters now after getting to actually listen to him in person than mm-hmm. you know, reading what he has to say and hearing things like from your program and stuff like that. It does not compare to what you hear from the man himself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm glad that he had that sort of an effect on you and your wife and the people who were at that gathering. He is definitely a Democrat. He is definitely has leadership capability. He definitely has vision. He definitely understands the issues. So I made a decision to support his candidacy as long as his candidacy is seeking support, and that's not just in terms of talking about him on the program or linking to his site, but sending a few bucks. We volunteered to do volunteer work in our. I live in Cynthia McKinney's former district, so it's basically a Democratic district, although it is it was drawn kind of crazy. But in anything. And I recommend this to supporters of the other candidates, too. I mean, work to support your candidate. You know, send him a few bucks. Work a phone tree. Call people up. Get on talk radio and talk about him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what people have to do. That's what Democrats have to do. Instead of all of us hunkering down now and say, well, you know, I support Kucinich, so Dean is evil. No, Dean isn't evil, you know. Well, I support Dean, so John Kerry is a jackass. No, John Kerry isn't a jackass. Whoever I think we support, we've got to support and put in the blood, sweat, and tears and try, you know, try to get our candidate nominated and get this monster out of the White House. So, and again, I somebody else called in tonight, and I'm not trying to come across as patronizing or anything of the sort, because we all know what we have to do. You know, I know, the people listening to this program, we know what we have to do.
Right.
And we know how to do it, and we know what it takes, and yada, yada, yada. So it's just that we Democrats have got to start putting that into play. And
well said, Mike.
I hope we do. I really hope we do.
And happy birthday.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. I guess that I'm just belaboring the point tonight, but I just want to get that across. Regarding support of a candidate, if you're a Democrat, the Republicans, there are no candidates. There's the Bush crime family. I'm not talking to Republicans. I'm not talking to the lurkers, to the ones who monitor the program. You people can go pound sand up your ass for all I care. I'm talking with real Americans. with patriots, with progressives, with liberals, with Democrats, with people who believe in this country, with people who have honesty and ethics and morality. Republicans have none of that. Republicans are thugs and thieves and liars and killers. They are destroyers. They are mass murderers. They are defilers of the environment. They are disrespecters of children and old people. They're evil. Do you understand? You people can go play with Limbaugh and Hannity and Bush and Cheney. Go away. But the Democrats, the progressives, the Americans, the patriots, our country's at stake here. And we have to get it out of the clutches of this crime family. And I don't mean to sound the least bit patronizing or condescending when people call in. And I say, look, you know, we know what we have to do. Or this idea of not, you know, don't bust up on another Democrat. Unless it's Joe Lieberman. No, I got to stop saying that because I know there are Lieberman fans out there. Or supporters, not fans. Lieberman supporters. But we've got to not do that. Support your choice. Give him a few bucks, or her. It's mostly men. Give him a few bucks. Pound some pavement. You know, expose other people to your candidate. And don't say anything bad about these candidates. You know, we could sit, unless it's Lieberman. I've got to stop that. We could sit here, you and I, and bust up on every one of these candidates. If we wanted to, what's the point? The Republicans are going to do that. You know, what are they calling Senator Edwards? They're calling him the Breck girl. You know, what's up with that? What are they calling Kerry? French Connection or the Frenchman or whatever. You know, Republicans are just class A, full blown, out and out sons of bitches. That's all they are. And they will do all this ugliness. Well, it's to be expected because they're, like I said, they're pretty much subhuman. They really are.
Esther, he's doing it again. He, you know, on the one hand, he says that Republicans are talk bad, and hell, he's talking bad. I'm switching over. Is Rush on?
Well, he's not on this time of night, dude. But y'all understand. You know, this is not an audience to this program that needs any kind of direction whatsoever. That's not why you tune in. And that's not why I sit here. So, anyway. Where are we? See, I get off on those rants, and I'm looking at this thing I've got that my producer put up here. The three-day rule goes into effect on Monday. And I'm thinking, okay, where are we? Okay, well, when in doubt, always go to your Brookings, Oregon bureau chief. There's Joe.
Yeah, that's right. What's this I hear that you dislike our president? Good God, man.
All the way down to the subatomic level, you bet.
All this is terrible, Mike. I mean, I don't care if it is your birthday, man.
Yeah.
I mean, quit acting like a pinko punk. You got to get on board, man, and support our president.
Joe?
But you know what?
Are you trying to sound like Joe Biden?
hey, good, good. Very good lead-in.
No, I don't support this president in anything that he does. I loathe him.
I know.
I know.
I was trying to kid around, but
didn't work.
You're not going to have anything to do with it, so that's...
That's it. That's it.
That's with that. Okay, but anyway, to go on to talking about the Delaware dork, Joe Biden, because after all, I don't have to apply the rule about speaking ill of other Democrats.
Because you're not one.
That's right.
You couldn't care less. You wouldn't even vote for Kucinich, would you?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, he's a Democrat.
I don't have his phone number on this.
Oh, that's right. But he's a Democrat.
Well,
so you're not supposed to speak ill of Democrats, are you? Go ahead.
I speak.
All right, we'll make an exception for some of them, like Biden. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, well, yeah, the deal is with Joe Biden, he gets up on the floor of the Senate, and I guess he gave a speech at the Strom Thurmond's funeral today, and I guess it was so touching it could bring.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, it could have brought a tear to a glass eye. What was it Joe Biden said? He said, well, I guess Strom Thurmond had the last laugh because a liberal Democrat gave a speech at his funeral. What was Ted Kennedy there? I mean,
Right. Well, Ted Kennedy's not really that much of a liberal Democrat either, but Joe Biden damn sure isn't.
And another reason to talk about Joe Biden is some people are talking about, well, we need another big name Democrat in there. How about Joe Biden? How about Strom Thurmond's best friend? That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, it did. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you checking in. 800-TALK-YES is the number. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Could I do? Remember the community starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
It's about four and a half before the hour. Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MaximumInteractive.com, is checking in. Hey, Mark.
Hey there. How are you?
Doing fine.
I had to do it on the air as well as off. I just, on behalf of myself and all the listeners and members of the board, just want to say happy B-Day and many, many more.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. The board members? Who in the hell would that be? Oh, no. It's the former talk show host from Habacu, New Mexico, Chris.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, what's up?
I hadn't realized you were a board member.
I had no idea. I don't. I
just wanted to say I'm wearing my favorite T-shirt. It says, Clinton lied about a girl on the side, Bush lied and thousands died.
That's a good one.
Real quick, it's become clear.
Yeah.
WMD stood for Watch Me, Daddy. Watch me.
Watch me, Daddy.
Good one, man.
All right, Chris, thank you. Watch me, Daddy. Oh, my God. Andy's calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Andy.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Great. Happy 9th birthday.
Thank you. I'm not an 8-year-old.
Now, you know, I agree totally. We need to support our Democratic or green candidates.
Right.
But I believe that we progressives have double duty, because I think it is extremely important to impeach these freaks first.
Well, that means we have to have a Democratic majority in the U.S. House and probably in the Senate as well, and that election comes up the same time we throw Bush out on his ass.
I guess, but we'll see as things come out. Now, I understand that there was a big spike of people registering on VoteToImpeach.org over the weekend, a huge one. I mean, like 100,000 or so people logged.
Oh my God!
Their names to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've signed that. I'm sure you have.
God told me to.
Yeah. Well, God told me to too. And a bunch of angels. I woke up the other night. There they were at the foot of my bed. A whole bunch of angels, archangels too. I mean, Gabriel was there. Michael was there.
What?
And they said, go sign up at VoteToImpeach.org.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're an important guy. That's why they showed up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They don't show up to regular people, just God.
Right. It's a crazy world. Thanks, Andy.
I just wanted to thank myself for calling.
I'm sure yourself appreciates it.
See you later, Matt.
You have a nice night. Oh, it's getting late. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Charlotte Jones. Produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Our webmaster is Mark Marshall. Thanks to Mark, MaximumInteractive.com. And thanks to our music bureau chief, Jim, in Arkansas. I'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all take care. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. I really do hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Brand
Brandon was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Peace efforts in the Middle East could be undermined by Israel's decision to allow people to visit the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The site is sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Muslims regard it as Islam's third holiest site, with the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa mosques. Jews revere it as the ancient site of the Temple of King Solomon. An Israeli police spokesman said Israelis and non-Jews from abroad visited the compound for 20 to 30 minutes under police escort, but didn't enter the Muslim shrines. The compound had been closed to non-Muslims and Israelis since the start of the Palestinian uprising almost 3 years ago. The UN Security Council today called on governments around the world to freeze the assets of the 55 most wanted Iraqi leaders. The Council's Committee on Iraq Sanctions said any country that finds within its borders money or other types of assets belonging to the 55 must turn them over to the new Fund for Iraqi Development. Saddam Hussein and his two sons, Uday and Qusay, are at the top of the list of 55. So far, 30 of them have been caught. The new Security Council resolution applies.